Hi, beautiful soul. Welcome back to the Monday Angel Reading with myself, Rachel Skulltalk, Angel Medium. This week, I'm working with the Archangel, Wisdom Tarot, and I'm also using some Archangel Michael cards. So let's get started. Huge energy building up to this week, which was the solstice last Friday. So already you should start to be feeling a shift. Now, I know that so many of you have been going through stuff lately, like really deep stuff that's been really affecting you on a deep level. And it might be digging up old feelings. It might be helping you face things that you haven't wanted to look at. It might be just giving you a sign or a message about something that you really need to know. You know, when we're trying to make a decision, we need all the information we can get. And sometimes we make decisions based on what we hope it will be. So the angels are really helping you. And I don't want you to just think that they're fluffy, angelic little beings who are just kind of hovering around. They're really helping you with your life, with your challenges. And at the same time, they're helping you to learn your biggest spiritual lessons, which is always big life stuff, and guiding you to your greater good, your highest good, not the ego good, which is kind of what can I get out of this? You know what? Maybe it's like revenge or it's like a negative agenda. Your ego is not always a bad thing. It helps motivate you sometimes, right? It's like sometimes you need an ego to get out of bed in the morning and go to work. But at the same time, you want to be driven mostly by your soul, which is your highest good, bringing the most peace. And your own self-care, it's not sacrificing, it's about taking care of yourself as well. And so that's what the angels are always helping you with. They're making sure that you're matching your purpose and aligning with what you're here to do and experience at the same time as getting the drama out of your life. You know, that's the thing, is getting the drama out of our lives, isn't it? So let's ask the angels. Archangel Michael is strong for us for July. So as we hit this final week of June, we can say goodbye to a lot of those struggles. We're starting to, it's like you climb up a mountain and you hit the clouds, and now you're breaking through the clouds. Sure, May and June have been a bit of a trudge, lots of hard work. I'm hearing from many of you that you have manifested what it is that you wanted, or you're starting to see it take shape. Keep going. Keep the faith. Keep up your visualizations, your affirmations, your meditations, your prayers. You know, I heard someone say the other day that, you know, the divine is always around us. Our angels come from the divine source, God, the universe. And the divine is with us always, right? But we sometimes drop out of the energy of the divine. Because we live on planet Earth, it's a duality, right? There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of negativity. There's lots of things that we think, gosh, why would the divine allow this to happen? But it happens because of free will. It's not the divine making it happen. It's a lot of the time it's human made. I'm not saying that people choose to suffer, but you know, the way some people behave creates suffering. And sometimes there's other things like weather and you know, natural disasters. So in order for us to access the grace of the divine, miracles, love, support, healing, protection, we have to do something to enter the aura of the divine energy in our lives. We can't just take it for granted and say, or it's just here all the time. And we enter it. Imagine you have to open a door every day and you decide, am I going to go through that door, or am I going to stay on this side of it and try to do everything by myself? And we make that choice every day unconsciously. So imagine there's a door, and the door says you access God and the angels' help by walking through this door. Now, you don't have to be religious or super spiritual, or you don't have to kind of be an excellent perfect person in order to access it. You just have to decide that you want it. And so the things that open that door and allow you to walk through it are prayer, meditation, energy protection, visualization, setting your intentions, all in the name of the divine and the angels, right? So you can use the word universe, God, divine, source, spirit, creator, higher power, whatever you like. but it's a decision to connect with that and to do it for a few minutes every day makes a difference to your day. And you can't take for granted that you're just going to enter that doorway. You have to do it intentionally. So the more that you enter that doorway, the more that you do things that help you enter that doorway, the more divine protection, assistance, support, healing, and guidance that you get. And you can't control how that comes or when it comes, but you're much more likely to feel that, you know, the flow of synchronicity, the signs, the feelings of joy and happiness and gratitude, that starts to flow more the more that you connect. That's been my experience anyway. When I heard that person describe it like that, the way they described it was you're in the energy field of the divine. And I thought, yeah, and I sort of visualized that door. Okay, so let's call on Archangel Michael, because we've popped through the clouds. We're starting to see the path. We're starting to see the fruits of our manifestations and prayers. Or maybe you're just starting out manifesting, praying, affirming, creating a vision board. The fact is that you are starting to see a change in July. So this is the very last week, because we're coming up to the 1st of July next Monday, brand new beginnings. Let's ask the angels what their guidance is. So last week we did the angelic activation for the solstice. If you didn't join and you still want to, you can grab the replay of that. It's still high vibrationally strong. You can join in that. And we are launching a new event for July, which is we're releasing psychic cords to energy thieves, painful relationships. July is all about clearing toxic energy from relationships past and present. So you know what I mean by energy thieves, psychic vampires, narcissists, but also it's not just those relationships that we feel pain in. It can just be a normal relationship. It doesn't have to be a particularly draining one, but the emotional pain in that relationship or what happened in that relationship, even grief, can, you know, remain with you until you clear that cord of fear. We can't cut the cords of love. So we're doing an event to clear the cords, psychic cords, with Archangel Michael, Shamuel, and Archangel Faith to clean up your relationship energy, your heart energy. So I'll put the link to that in the caption or the comments. All right, so Archangel Michael, Archangel Shamuel, and Archangel Faith, what guidance do you have for us for this week? Okay. Now we're using Angel Power to Angel Wisdom Tarot. And I have to show you this first card that came out while I was shuffling. What did we say about walking through a door? And here it is on a card. You can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. Archangel Azrael, in this final week, you're getting a sense of relief. You've completed a life lesson. You've closed off a cycle. You've ended an important, you know, you've released something. So this is showing like that you're finally free to move on. Now, it might be that you've just gone through a difficult period financially, or you've gone through a big period of grief. This is saying that the angels are supporting you going into fresh new energy if you will open to them, right? So it's time to walk through that door. Use your prayer, affirmations, prayers, affirmations, manifestations, and call in God and the angels to help you. Now, there's a new opportunity for happiness coming. The second half of the year promises more lightness of spirit and happiness. Of course, it depends on your thoughts, your actions, your words. So remember how powerful you are. You're a spiritual being having a physical experience. So, but it does show a weight coming off your shoulders this week. Things are getting easier. Yay. If you've been working hard on your own healing and you've been working hard to create something better for yourself, congratulations. Your angels are cheering you on. Well done. Well done. Keep going. All right. The first card that wasn't a jumping card, this is all about abundance and opportunities. We have clear skies. We've got that big full moon and this gorgeous being walking along. Looks just like she's standing on a pier or a marina. The sea is calm behind her. Again, affirming lightness, clear skies, calm seas. It's all symbolic of relief, release. So it's now time for you to make new plans and to see your abundance, joy, happiness, whatever that means for you, as being a long-term situation. You know how sometimes we can be in this sort of permanent feeling of hypervigilance of going, okay, when is the shoe going to drop? When is it going to go wrong? What if this doesn't go on forever? You know, you get a bit of success and then you go, oh no, what happens if it doesn't last? And by doing that, it's like we pull the blinds down, we slam that door shut. Keep the door open by keeping up your courage, your confidence, and your positive thinking. So they're letting you know, the ship is coming in. Now the ship has the words opportunity on this beautiful ribbon there. There's new opportunities for happiness coming to you. The block. Can you guess what the block is? Just look at the card. This man, he's up late at night. Again, we've got the full moon. He's up late at night. Have you ever had one of those nights when the moon is full and you're like, I cannot sleep. My mind is racing. That's kind of what the card depicts. It's like a dark night of the soul, or it's when your negative thoughts just will not shut up. You can't stop worrying. You can't stop thinking. And the angels are saying to you, your fears are unfounded. Stop worrying. Stop thinking of the worst case scenarios. I know it's hard when you're stressed, but you don't want to create a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, sometimes we're not powerful enough really to manifest exactly what our fears are, but we're powerful enough to create delays and blocks for the joy coming in, or we're powerful enough to create more things to worry about. So don't create self-fulfilling prophecies. Remember the power of your mind and your spoken word and your written word. If you feel tempted, somebody said the other day, I saw a comment on a post, and it said, I'm usually very positive, but I can't help saying this. And they said something really nasty and judgmental. And I wanted to say to them, but I didn't. To keep your mind positive, you have to sometimes be wise enough to say, I'm going to keep that thought to myself. You know, of course we have negative thoughts. We have judgmental thoughts. We, all of us can think it could be nasty if we wanted to, right? We've all got the power of that within us. But we choose not to do it, because we know that those little thoughts are like, you know, for every dagger you send out, three daggers are going to come back at you, because that's the law of karma. That's the law of cause and effect. So that should be a warning. The second reason is we don't want to pollute our mind, our energy, and our own manifestations by putting out negative energy into the world where it's not necessary. It's never necessary. You can say something if you need to say it. Is it necessary? Is it kind? Is it right? You know, it should be three standards, not just one of those. You're like, just because you're right doesn't mean you should say it. So this is letting you know that you have to be aware, because there's a lot of negative around. It's like flying through the air, you know, and we don't want to let that settle around our own auras. So that's the block this week, is watching your thoughts. You might find that your psychic energy is a bit stronger. Psychic energy is mental energy. So when our psychic energy is strong, sometimes that leads to a lot of thinking, because it speeds up our energies. You know, when I'm going to do a psychic reading, I often speak very quickly because it's a speeding up of the frequency. So you just have to be wary. Watch your thoughts. Watch your thoughts. And sometimes people kind of, you know, can push you to the edge, but try to be the bigger person. Forgive yourself, forgive others. The High Priestess is coming in for you to help to temper this energy. This is Archangel Haniel. Haniel is the angel of the moon. So we're getting really strong moon vibes this week, aren't we? So she's just reminding you, look at her with the Book of Wisdom on her knee. She's eating an apple. She's keeping healthy. She's got the moon beside her and above her. She's got the yin yang, the balance. There's water. So she's a very watery card. It's like, it's time for you to use your spiritual power to meditate, to turn inwards about, you know, what is it that I want? What do I want it to feel like? What do I want it to look like? What do I want to bring to the table? And start planting seeds. You're at the beginning of a new cycle. stay connected spiritually. If you feel called to go somewhere, like out in nature or to go on a trip somewhere, listen to that. Is that because your spirit is calling you to do something? You know, maybe go and sit by the water and pray or meditate or journal or just have a good time. All right, lots more water in this one. Here we go, the full waterfall flowing now. Then you'll feel ready to gallop forward with your dreams. It's got to match your vibe and what you want. So this can be a card of romance, falling in love, but it can also, you know, falling in love could be romantic, but it can also be falling in love with your life, falling in love with what you're doing. You know, I love my work so much. I don't know if it shows. I feel so grateful every day that I get to talk to the angels every day, work with the angels as a healer or a medium and teach people how to do what I do. And so this, you know, this is like a dream. This is a dream come true. It is a dream come true. So, you know, there's that kind of love in our lives where we have passion for what we're doing. So falling in love. This is also giving you the heads up to do more playful things, to be more joyful. All right, let's do a quick card pull from Archangel Michael. Oh, hang on. Archangel Michael just told me. All right, what do we need to know, guys, this week? Oh, yeah. All right, embrace this magical moment. You know what I read? Look at the coin being thrown into the fountain. I read, embrace this manifesting moment. You're in the perfect energetic space right now. Did you come to the solstice activation? Gosh, that energy. The energy is so strong right now. This is where you need to be manifesting. Don't make excuses. Don't put it off. The energy's at its peak. You need to be manifesting. This is pure golden light. Imagine you're just walking up to the angels and you're saying, angels, please help me with this. Please help my loved ones. Thank you for blessing my life with this. And see it happening. Visualize it coming. It is there. Connect with your spiritual side and move forward because your dreams are coming true. Your wishes are fulfilled. Okay. Now, do you want a card pick? A quick card pick? Let's go with these two. All right. Ask the angels a question. Angels, what guidance do you have for me about? And decide if you want the brown and blue angel card or the golden yellow crown. Which one do you feel more attracted to? We'll start with the golden yellow crown. This is Athena, inner wisdom. You know what to do. Trust your inner wisdom and take appropriate action without delay. Have you been procrastinating? Can you believe there's the moon again? What's going on? Trust your inner wisdom and take appropriate action without delay. This is Athena. She's asking you to tap into your intuition. You know what to do. Why are you putting it off? Why are you questioning it? Why are you second guess it? Just trust that power within you and move forward on your goals and dreams. You will be supported. If you chose the brown and blue card, well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. You can't make this stuff up. Is there a moon in this card by any chance, angels? Trust. Trust you are protected. Trust you are guided. Trust in the good, the divine, the highest possible good always being what's happening. Everything is in divine and right order. You can trust your own intuition. You can trust yourself. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being part of my angel community. And I would love you to follow, like, subscribe, and comment. Let me know what you thought of this reading, how it resonates for you. I love to get to know you a little bit. So tell me something that's going on in your life or what you'd like some help from the angels. And if you say, I'm asking the angels for help with this week, I will add my prayers to yours. I'm sending you so much love. I can't wait to see you at the next event, which is releasing your psychic cords to clear toxic relationships. I will see you soon. Angel blessings.